Praise the Lord. Let's just pray. Father, we give you praise this morning, Lord, that we're in your presence, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. And Lord, we pray, Lord, you'll bring this word alive to us now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, Lord. Make it a living word to us now. In John chapter 4, verse 13, Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman at the well. And Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water from the well will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Praise the Lord, that water of life is available to all those who believe in Jesus Christ. To all those who have been justified by faith, Romans 5:1. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." In other words, it's for those who have been born again. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the living and enduring word of God, which abides forever. It's a spiritual rebirth, spiritual regeneration, Titus 3:5. Praise the Lord. When we're born again, the Spirit of God does the work. It's called spiritual rebirth. And the Spirit of God then takes up residence in our born-again spirits. And he that is within us becomes in us a spring of water welling up into everlasting life. He is the Spirit of everlasting life. The Bible talks about all kinds of, speaks about, gives all kinds of symbols. And water is symbolic of the Spirit, as oil is symbolic of the Spirit. Very often I speak about the oil. And the Bible, when it's speaking about oil, is very often symbolic of the Holy Spirit. We talked about the sons of oil, those who were anointed by the Spirit of God. But now we're talking about water today, and the Spirit of God being in us, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. You see, it comes in to those who are born again because they're clean vessels. They're born again by the Spirit of the Lord. And washed in the blood of Jesus. So there has to be a cleansing with the blood. It has to be a clean vessel. The Spirit of God will not live in a dirty vessel. People that are not saved, unregenerate people who haven't trusted in Jesus for salvation, are unregenerate sinners. And that water, the Spirit of God cannot reside in dirty vessels, sinful vessels. But God has made provision through Jesus so that he can make us new, make us clean. If any man be in Christ, is new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And that's 2 Corinthians 5:17. But praise the Lord. So Jesus is not saying something that he cannot do. When he spoke to that Samaritan woman, he was saying, "Get your eyes off the water in the well. Fix your eyes on me, because a promise is coming. And when you believe in me, that promise will come to you. He will be in you, a well of water. He will become in you a spring of water, welling up into eternal life." Praise the Lord. So it's an ongoing flow. When it's speaking about eternal life, it's an ongoing flow of the Spirit in your life. Thank God for the Holy Spirit in us. Thank God for the Spirit of life in us. And we can continually, every day, drink of the Spirit of God. Drink in. Drink in of the water of life. Refresh yourself. Come to the water. It doesn't matter what place you're in. You could be in a desert. You could be in a city. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be in a prison for your faith in Jesus. But that water is always available for the born-again Christian to drink, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, whether you're on the mountaintop or in the valley. And for all those who will put their trust in Jesus, it's for those as well. Once they've repented of the sin and asked Jesus to come into the life, that water is there. Hallelujah. Cleansing water. Cleansing water. The life of God. The water of life. You know, he's speaking about the water of life. Some water is stagnant water. Some water is salt water. But the water that Jesus gives us is living water. It's a spring of water welling up into eternal life. It's pure water. I mean, you can go to the Scottish mountains, all these places, Bath, and different places where they have the spas, the spa water, the water where they bottle that clean water, purified water. But there is no water on this earth that can compare to this water that I'm speaking about today. Because all that is earthly, natural. I'm talking about supernatural water that will be in us. A well of water springing up into eternal life. And it refreshes us. This water, it's just got something in it that makes you strong, makes you powerful, refreshes you, revitalizes you. It's got the power of God in it. Hallelujah. We all know about nutrients and different water, all the different minerals in it. But this water has God in it. It's the power of God. It's the water of God. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks about water in many places. It says that the children of Israel drank from the water in the desert, the split rock. And the water came miraculously from the rock and refreshed the people, symbolic of the Spirit of God who was to come. The same Spirit that was upon the prophets in the Old Testament, that came on the day of Pentecost. And the church was born, and the church are sustained, revitalized, refreshed continually by the water of life within them. Praise the Lord that we have this continual refreshing every day, every moment of the day. We wake up to the Lord, and in us is a water springing up into everlasting life. We've got the power of God. It makes us feel good, doesn't it? To be full of the power of God. The Bible in James, the book of James, chapter 3, in verse 10, speaking about people that one moment they're saying nice things, and the next minute they're saying horrible things. I spoke the other week about Jesus and how he was a very nice person, and the different qualities in Jesus, you know, his kindness, his love, his compassion, his humility. And not only did he act them, he spoke this way. And out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. And with some people, they speak wrong things, unkind things at times, and at other times they speak nice things. So you cannot trust them, because sometimes it's nice and sometimes it isn't nice. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. People that are not saved, not born again, do not bring forth fresh water. It's salt water. God expects better things from Christians. God expects us to bring forth fresh water. This is why I'm always encouraging people every day to come to the Lord first thing in the morning, and it's always good to come to Him first thing in the morning to start your day afresh and say, Lord, I come to You this morning and I want a cleansing in the blood of Jesus. And then ask Him to fill you with the Spirit of God, who is the water of life. And I can guarantee, we're not perfect, but most of that day that water will be flowing through you, springing up into everlasting life, and it will not be cursing and blessing. It will be blessing, because this water is water of blessing. So it's very important, isn't it? Now Jesus made the promise and He kept the promise. He always keeps His promises. When He spoke to that woman, it was long before it happened. He hadn't been to the cross to die for our sins. Now, if He hadn't gone to the cross to die for our sins, this water would never have come to us. It was all conditional on whether Jesus would go all the way to die that most excruciating death on the cross of Calvary to pay the price of redemption for our sins, His atoning sacrifice, to make us at one with God again, because that's what atonement means. You split it up. At onement through the blood. Atonement. And that's what He did on the cross. So He went to the cross. It speaks about it in Isaiah 53. Let's just look at this, because this water would not be available to us this morning. And I believe that the Lord, if we're open to God today, will refresh us with this water, if we believe. But it's all conditional on believing what God is saying to us. It says in Isaiah 53 verse 10, yet it was the Lord's will to crush Him. He's speaking about Jesus when He went to the Garden of Gethsemane. The Garden of Gethsemane, the olive trees, the crushed olives that speak about the crushing that Jesus went through in the garden. Yes, it was the Lord's will to crush Him when He suffered and He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood and cause Him to suffer. And though the Lord makes His life a guilt offering, He will see His offspring and prolong His days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in His hand after the suffering of His soul. He will see the light of life and be satisfied. By His knowledge, My righteous servant will justify many, and He will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give Him a portion among the great, and He will divide the spoils with the strong, because He poured out His life unto death, and He was numbered with the transgressors. For He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Now, if Jesus hadn't gone through all that, He wouldn't be able to give a portion among the great. But He's given us our portion today, hasn't He? Through His death, He died for our sin, so our substitute sin bear on the cross. But He rose from the dead, yes, for our justification. And then He went back to heaven, His ascension. But He kept His promise, because on the day of Pentecost the Spirit came, and it was all through what He did on the cross. And when He was speaking to that woman, He was speaking prophetically of what would happen. Now this wasn't a one-off experience. We hear some people talking about the day of Pentecost and the Spirit of the Lord as though it was a one-off experience just for those who were present on the day of Pentecost. And it wasn't. It was for all those who would believe in Jesus and be justified by faith, that the baptism, the power of the Spirit of God, would be available to all. Praise the Lord. And so there is a greater measure. There's more of the Spirit if we will believe. There's more of the Spirit for us today if we will drink Him in. There is more of the Spirit today if you say, Lord, more of You, more of You. You know that song we sing? More of You, more of You. The Bible speaks about some people who, in Jeremiah, let me try and find it. It's a good job I've got some of these scriptures underlined. But in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken Me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns. broken cisterns that cannot hold water. God is the spring of living water that springs up into everlasting life through us. There are many who have enjoyed drinking and from the spring. The spring in them, they've felt that exhilarating power of God in them. They walk with the Lord, they pray to the Lord daily, they were cleansed in the blood of Jesus daily. They ask God to fill them with the Spirit daily. They experience the power of the flow of the Spirit daily, with the gifts of the Spirit in operation in the lives. And then they became undisciplined. They stopped having fellowship with other Christians, became proud. They wouldn't submit to one another, to other Christians, or to God's authority that He's placed in the church, or to the Word of God. They decided that they would go their own way and do their own thing. And they decided to dig their own cisterns. And the Bible says this is exactly what they did. They forsook God. And the spring of living water, they forsook Him. And then they went and dug their own cisterns. Broken cisterns that cannot hold water. What a terrible thing. And there are many today, many people that once ran well with God who have gone away from the Lord. And they're drinking all the filth of the world in. Yes, it's salt water that's coming from the now. And there are many out there who are even still using the Bibles. They're still using the Bibles and saying they're representing God. But what is coming forth from them is not living water, it's salt water. They're full of arguments. I call them, many of them, because many of them are nasties. I spoke about it the other week. They do not have this living water. This living water is a pleasure to drink. It's a pleasure to drink this water. Praise the Lord. And yet they've forsaken this water. And now they are drinking in the water of the world, and it's not a blessing at all to the people that are listening to what they say. Because people are listening. They're listening to that word that they're quoting from Scripture. They're listening to the arguments that these people are presenting in their way that they're presenting it without God. And it's not flowing living water. It's just putting people off from coming to the Lord. It's better not to use the Bible at all than to misuse it when your heart's not right with God. Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the heart, because out of it spring the issues of life. Issues of life. Issues of life. And that's a big issue, isn't it? The issues of life. The issues of life that come from God the Spirit, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the understanding of God, the counsel of God. These are the things that people have who are right with God, who have the Spirit of God flowing through them. They're flowing forth. The issues of life are flowing forth from them, blessing many people. But keep your heart with all diligence. And these people who have forsaken God have not kept the heart with all diligence. They've not looked after the hearts. What they have done is forsaken God in the hearts, and now they're filling the head with facts. And they're not guided by the Spirit of God to minister the living Word of God. And better to put the Bible down, leave it alone, but don't pick the Bible up when your heart's not right with God and use it to minister to others. You'll be salt water. You'll be a curse. And you will curse people rather than bless them. Let's just look at James again. Praise the Lord. These people who have this salt water in verse 9, they're not right with God. With the tongue we praise our Lord. Praise you, Jesus, we say. We praise our Lord and Father. And with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing, full of arguments. But today I want to encourage every one of us in here that we have a message to proclaim. And we cannot be entangled with arguments with people that are rebellious. We cannot waste our time with these time wasters who just want a good argument to try and pull apart everything you say. We must concentrate on those who want to listen, because they want the living water. These argumentative people don't want the living water. They want to carry on cursing. They want to carry on bringing forth salt water, but they do not want the living water. But we have the living water today. And we need to pray to God for wisdom, that He will guide us so that we may put that living water out to those who really are thirsty for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that we will ask God to give us wisdom to show us where those people are, and it will bring them to us so we can minister this life-giving word, the water of life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let's just finish with this scripture. First of all, Jesus said, "But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Well, praise the Lord. You know, this water of life I'm experiencing today is so pure, it's so clean. It quickens our mortal flesh. When we're feeling tired, He refreshes us. And it's an experience of Jesus Christ, isn't it? If you know Jesus in heaven, the Spirit of Jesus is in us, welling us up in us, a water springing up into everlasting life. Remember the scripture, "My people have committed two sins, they have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns, cannot hold water." Always let that be a warning to us. Let's not be like that. And let this in James chapter 3 verse 12 be a warning to us. My brothers, in verse 11, "Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring?" No, it can't. It can't. Not when we belong to Jesus. It's got to be fresh water all the time. We can't be what I would call spiritual schizophrenics, where sometimes it's salt water, sometimes it's fresh water. How can you trust anyone like that? They're unpredictable. You have to be on your guard. You don't know what's going to come out next. Will it be fresh water or will it be salt water? What we need to do is come to God and help, and ask the Lord to help us to be a clean vessel all the time and walk daily with the Lord. Never neglect your quiet time in prayer and reading the Word and getting cleansed in the blood of Jesus and asking God to fill you every day with His Spirit, so that every day you're a blessing and a refreshment to all the people that you come in contact with. Let's just pray. Lord, water Your Word in us in Jesus' name. Amen.